With what you need to know in the news on Monday, April 25th, 2022, I'm Vin Abneau. In negotiations that stretched at least into the early hours of this morning, Tesla CEO Elon Musk still apparently in the game of buying out Twitter. The latest figure thrown around last week, $46.5 billion for the social media platform. Twitter's board decided to negotiate late last week. You've been hearing it for days now. More seasonal demand, higher oil prices around the globe have what you're paying at the pump going back up again. The average here on Monday morning for a gallon of regular gas is $4.10, according to AAA, up 6 cents in a week, though 2 cents lower than the national average. AAA Northeast and SAD, Students Against Destructive Driving, have teamed up this year to educate kids on the risk of marijuana-impaired driving, utilizing a curriculum developed called Shifting Gears, The Blunt Truth About Marijuana and Driving.
There's a misconception that driving under the influence of marijuana is not bad, but it is, says AAA Northeast Public Affairs Manager Shawnee Jarvis.
It affects a lot of the critical skills needed to drive safely, and if you're impairing those critical things that you need to drive safely, it's not going to work well for you.
She says the program talks about the effects of THC on the developing teenage brain and how it affects mental processing.
We also talk about the physical and cognitive processes affected by marijuana use, and we show the students exactly what it feels like to have a visual impairment.
Any school interested in the program can go to AAA.com/shiftinggears. In Trenton, I'm Jen Ursulo.
Jockeys will be allowed to again use whips during races when Monmouth Park opens for the season on May 7th, according to the Asbury Park Press. The New Jersey Racing Commission voted out the rule on Friday and will instead abide by a new federal standard which allows a jockey to whip a horse no more than 6 times and unlimited underhand strikes on the shoulder. 6 cars burned in a gated area next to a building on Division and Hurley Streets in Keyport early Saturday morning. 2 vehicles were completely destroyed, 4 damaged. Tankers from Howell and Freehold Township were on standby as an earlier water main break hampered the ability to get water to the scene. Pregnancy can be nerve-wracking for soon-to-be moms. There's joy, but also fear and many questions. The concept of centering pregnancy is picking up steam in New Jersey. It aims to make the 9 months much easier by shifting the one-on-one appointment to a group setting.
Instead of meeting one-on-one with their provider, a mom will meet in a group with maybe 6 to 10 other women who are due at around the same time. Dr. Domily Campbell in Newark says this way moms aren't being spoken to, they're learning from each other.
You get everything that you would normally get with prenatal care. You get all of your labs, you get all of your testing, you get your ultrasounds, plus you get to meet women who are going through the exact same things that you may be going through.
St. Joseph's University Medical Center in Patterson says it had a poor postpartum return rate, but that shot up dramatically once the hospital introduced centering. I'm Dean Alflamia.
As we go through the week, we may see the complete effects of Easter gatherings, but beginning the last week of April here, COVID appears to be on the decline again in New Jersey. The rate of transmission down Sunday to 1.14 from a recent high of 1.3 about 10 days ago. The BA2 variant makes up the majority of cases. About 440 people are in the hospital. With COVID-19 numbers on the way up, many colleges are bringing back mask mandates. However, a spot check of several New Jersey colleges shows that they have not made any adjustments to their existing policies. Rutgers and Monmouth in particular never dropped its classroom mask mandate. You may look at a statistic like the 188% jump in foreclosure starts between the first quarter of last year and the first quarter of this year, just completed. But Adam Data Solutions Executive Vice President Rick Sharga says although that number is frightening, it does not indicate a weakness in the still hot housing market or signs of an economic downturn.
The majority of properties entering foreclosure right now are properties that were already in foreclosure prior to the pandemic or were at least 120 days delinquent on mortgage loans.
For the first quarter overall, and also for just the month of March, New Jersey had the second highest foreclosure rate among all U.S. states, according to Adam, trailing only Illinois. I'm Vin Abneau on the Town Square Jersey Shore News Network. Have a great Monday.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.